This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
This week is National Carers Week, and it's a time to recognise, celebrate and raise awareness for the 2.65 million Australians who provide care and support to a family member or friend. That's a lot of people. To find out more about the week and how we can support carers, we're joined by Dr. Annalise Spiteri-Staines, Research Fellow at the University of Melbourne. Annalise, welcome to Drive.
Thank you for having me.
Annalise, how important is the work that carers do?
It's even more important than what we estimate to be currently 2.65 million. If you think about the latest Australian Bureau of Statistics percentage of people with mental health conditions, about 40% of people experience mental health distress in their life, and each one of those is supported by a family member or a carer. So carers are people who provide unpaid support to family members and friends who either have a disability or a mental health condition or are frail aged. They really do a lot of holding up of society. We couldn't function without them.
Given the shortage of health workers, and in particular mental health workers, do we over rely on carers, and perhaps, you know, this shortage is making the situation worse?
I think there can be a little bit of an over reliance in the current system. We talk about selfless sacrifice of carers, and that language itself is problematic because it is often a result of lack of supports in the system that carers have to do so much. So we really need to move beyond Carers Week. It is great to recognise carers, but it can leave people in this role that they feel overwhelmed by. So carers need agency and choice as well as supports to help them in the roles that they provide. And nationally, there is an emerging conversation about carers' rights to work and have financial security beyond their identified caring role. So the mental health supports in the system are really integral to that.
What impact can being a carer have on the carer's life? What sort of sacrifices do they have to make?
Some people need to give up their work because they have to support their loved one full time. This can become not just financially distressing, but also really isolating for the carer. Could be that even if they are working, they're going straight to work and then going home to support their loved one. And what we've seen with our work through Tandem is that often every opportunity that comes the carer's way, sometimes they put these advantages and opportunities towards their loved one to support them. They're just so focused on their loved one that they don't really have much space to think about themselves. And that, you can imagine, would cost each person a lot.
Definitely. We're chatting with Dr. Annalise Spiteri-Staines, Research Fellow at the University of Melbourne, about National Carers Week and what carers can do to look after themselves. Annalise, just on that and the sacrifice that carers have to make to do such an important job for society, what support is offered to them? What is available?
So currently the government has set up these new mental health and wellbeing connect centres, which are run by lived experience carers and workers. So if a carer goes to one of these centres, they're talking to someone who's been in similar shoes before, and they can help set them up with other kind of supports like financial support. There's also a carer support fund, which it's small, but we've seen carers be really quite appreciative of this fund. It's $1,000 per carer. And that can go some ways to just thinking about some self-care, because self-care is something that carers often don't have time to do. And on that note, though, people on a personal level can support carers. So this is why I wanted to get this article out there, because I want everyone who knows a carer to check in on them, ask them if they're okay, offer help if they need it. Because then the carer might actually be able to take some time off, go to these services and find out what other supports they can actually get for themselves. use this $1,000. So there was an example of a woman who got a mobile phone during lockdown and data, and she could connect with other people during this time using the Carer Support Fund.
And Lisa, the carers that I know, I mean, they just absolutely sacrifice everything, and their life becomes secondary to the person that they are caring for. And I've seen them completely isolate themselves. And one of the things that I noticed was this isolation and them being difficult to contact. What other things can we look out for as friends of carers that perhaps indicate that, you know, we do need to make contact and they do need a bit of support?
I think if you stop hearing from a person that you know, that's a big sign that they're becoming overwhelmed by their work. So just to give them a phone call and say, do you need any help? That's one thing to watch out for. And sometimes really interesting that you talk about the secondary, how they put their needs second. So one carer even used the support fund to buy a washing machine for her loved one. But in some ways, it still ended up helping her. But they're always putting the other person first. So just to try and help them think of themselves.
Definitely. Let's talk about National Carers Week. I feel like it needs to be National Carers Year rather than just a week. But what's the week all about?
The week is about recognising and celebrating, as well as raising awareness of the carers. But I think it should really be used as an opportunity to check in with people that you know who are carers and just see what you can do to help and keep that going beyond the week. But it's a good week to get you thinking about the fact that there are all these people doing this unpaid work.
I think it's absolutely amazing what they do. And if there's a carer listening now who's thinking, you know what, I am overwhelmed and I'm not coping, but I can't stop caring for the person that I need to care for, what can they do? Where can they get some help now?
They can get some help either through the Mental Health and Wellbeing Connect Centres, or they can go to an area mental health service, which is probably what if they're caring for someone with mental distress, what their loved one is connected through already. And when they go to one of these centres, they can ask, what are the support that you can connect me with as a carer? And then hopefully they'll be able to get the information and access through this fund and connected with other carers in their community. But it's the first stop for them to go to. And there's an organisation called Tandem, so T-A-N-D-E-M, which if they look up online, they can see where to or how to access the funds through Tandem.
So Tandem, T-A-N-D-E-M.
That's right, like a bicycle.
Annalise, I think our carers are absolutely brilliant people. They do the most amazing work. They don't get thanked for it all the time. So I'm so glad we have National Carers Week and that we've spoken to you today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Dr. Annalise Spiteri-Staines, Research Fellow at the University of Melbourne.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.